not from some quasi-internet article or opinion piece or theory. I have intel directly from my source that I've had for the past couple weeks that I wasn't able to reveal until now for reasons which you'll understand shortly. I'm not sure if anybody noticed this or realizes this, but the Supreme Court justices, in particular Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and John Roberts, have been under military protection since their announcement of a recess last week. John Roberts, in particular, is actually under NATO protection, not just the United States military. The reason that these justices are under protection is because the 2020 general election for the presidency of the United States has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. It's not a rumor, that's a fact. That happened. And all we're waiting on now is the justices to be properly taken care of, moved about around the world so that they can't be found. And you may ask why. Well, why would they need to be moved around? Well, the answer to that is because there are still sections of the cabal and deep state that are fully capable of pulling off a murder of not only the justices, but also their families. Keep in mind that some of these justices have many young children. And the overturning of this election is the end of the cabal once and for all. They are no longer in power, and they never will be again. There's no more question about whether or not the 2020 election will be overturned. That has happened. It is a fact. We have won, and the election is overturned. There will be no special election for president. Donald Trump, as the second place finisher with the amount of votes that he received, by the way, the numbers are going to be revealed too. Donald Trump has been awarded the presidency of the United States as the secondary runner-up in the fraudulent election to Joe Biden. There will be no special election. The presidency will simply be handed to Donald Trump. This is not a potential path of what could happen related to the election fraud. This has happened. This case has been in front of the Supreme Court since the very beginning of all of this. Evidence has been presented to the Supreme Court in secret. There was a docket that was secret that no one knew about, especially the press, for good reason, because you could see what they could do in something like Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade, although it was overturned, was a giant distraction for the deep state and for the cabal. While they were looking at that, other matters were being handled. The 2020 general election for presidency of the United States has been overturned due to election fraud. We will never be in this situation again. Donald Trump will return to power, and that's when big things start happening. By the way, I shared a document a couple days ago about the TSA and their preparation for continuity of government within their organization for the higher-ups in TSA. I'm very much aware that that directive was from 2012. However, in 2012, the military was about to forcefully remove the sitting president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, after he had won the election in 2012. And yeah, you guessed it, election fraud was involved there as well. They were literally about to yank him from office, and a coup was about to occur. They had no other choice but to do that. And then Donald Trump decided to run for president of the United States in 2016. And the Patriots saw a much easier path through Donald Trump, somebody that had to get a ton of votes to overcome the voter fraud that existed. And that's exactly what he did by beating Hillary Clinton. But that document was from 2012 when the military was about to act, and they were alerting TSA to do certain things in regards to the airlines. I can tell you for a fact that senior operatives of the TSA are now going through that same exact training and abiding by that same exact document that was released 10 years ago when Barack Obama was about to be taken out. They're preparing just as they were preparing back then. Obviously, back then that didn't happen, but now it is happening. And the reason it's happening, and the reason that was released recently, and the reason that TSA operatives are right now training for continuity of government is because of the overturned 2020 presidential election. It's over. We don't wait for a potential path anymore. We know where we are. We know how it's going to happen. Big events occurred over the last 2 weeks, and Joe Biden has never legitimately been president of this country. But you are about to see Joe Biden removed from office and Donald Trump reinserted. And that's not speculation. That is from one of the highest officials in government. All we wait for now is the official announcement, how they want to do it. Personally, I wouldn't mind seeing more direct energy weapons used on a few structures around the world. Maybe even on some people.